What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Chris Does Crypto. In today's video, we're going to be deep diving into a project that I believe has huge potential. This isn't paid endorsed. This is my actual views and opinions on this project. They don't even know I'm making this video. Look, I think this project can change the financial investment game as it is today, especially for folks in developing countries, but not only those guys in developing countries. I think retail investors generally as a whole. So buckle up, because we're going to be deep diving into a project called iOwn. It's in a sector that I think has the potential to go to a market cap on its own, not talking about just crypto, just this one sector, $1 trillion market in the future, in my opinion. Been talking about since 2020. So this is a really cool project. I definitely think that you should research it. Obviously, I'm not a financial advisor. I treat this purely as entertainment purposes only, as I go through my thoughts and opinions on this particular project. Don't forget to subscribe, hit the like button, and let's get to it. Let's do it. So real asset ownership on the blockchain. So for me, the real world asset tokenization sector is going to be monstrous, like a $1 trillion market in the future, right? A small investment today could potentially change your financial landscape forever. I'm talking printing millionaires and billionaires with small time investments. For me, this is like finding Bitcoin at less than a dollar. This is an opportunity that you're only going to get once in your lifetime. Now, we don't necessarily have to pick the winner. And I think picking a winner is always a very, very difficult thing to do. Now, some would go as far as to say it's impossible, right? And I'm going to give you my views, my opinions on this. Like, this is completely my thoughts, my opinions, not paid endorsed. This is just how I see the market, right? And I'm always going to be transparent like that. So for me, this presents an opportunity that you're only going to get once in your lifetime. I said this about crypto back in like 2019, once in a lifetime, generational level wealth building opportunity. And crypto is that. But this sector, you know, is just part of crypto and it hasn't blossomed yet. We're talking, it's about $86 billion market cap right now for tokenization of real world assets, right? This sector is going to blossom. BlackRock are talking about it being a $10 trillion market in the future. I think they're wrong. I think it's going to be quadrillions. And I'm going to go through my thoughts and opinions on this in this video and on why. And there's future videos that I've recorded already that are going to come out this week. So do subscribe, hit the notification bell so you don't miss those. Because I think if you're watching this, you're lucky. It's like watching Da Vinci talking about getting Bitcoin at $1. Like, that's how I view this sector. Like, and I'm passionate about it, right? I've been talking about it since 2020, and now it's really time to be, you know, investing, in my opinion. So super early. I mentioned you don't necessarily have to invest in the winner. I think we are going to see consolidation within the crypto space. You know, we're seeing this with Singularity Net, Fetch, and Ocean. They're combining into one project. I think if you can find a real world tokenization asset platform, with great tech, lots of licensing, you know, compliant is really important when it comes to this sector. If you find the right one, not necessarily going to be the winner. I think there will be mergers in the future. Same with layer twos, same with like oracles and so on, right? We're super early. The winner might not actually be live yet. And that's the facts of the matter, right? I've talked about this a lot in crypto. So look, I think that having a diverse investment exposure in real world asset tokenization projects in the blockchain space is a must. That's my thoughts, my honest opinions. But, you know, take what I say with a pinch of salt, go do your research and see whether what I'm saying resonates with you. But this is a really cool project, right? And, it's an Ethereum layer two protocol built for the creation and management and distribution of tokenized real world assets, RWAs. So look, really interesting project, right? And we got Chainlink here talking about it being real world total value locked sits at $5 billion in December 2023. So look, really, really small, low billion dollar market right now. And I'm talking about it going to quadrillion dollars. And you know, down here, you've got BlackRock talking about it being a $10 trillion market in the future. So, you know, it's really, really small right now. Lots of growth potential. And that is why we are looking closely at this particular sector within the crypto space. Let's have a look, right? So the next generation blockchain banking infrastructure is what they're looking to build here. Traditional finance services, checking accounts, secure web-free wallets is what they're going to be building. Saving accounts, earn and staking, bank transfers, instant remittance, debit cards, asset-backed cards, broker services, digital asset brokerage, traditional asset classes, tokenized real-world assets. We're talking about crypto, stable coins, stocks, commodities, government bonds, real estate, fine art, just to list a few items, right? So these are all sectors within sectors, lots of opportunity. And that is what I'm trying to portray here in this video. I think that this is an immense project, right? By the end of 2024, they're going to be live in 10 plus markets across, you know, different parts of the world, talking over like 1 billion people. You've got the UAE, Bahrain, Turkey, European Union, Indonesia, Malaysia, Nigeria, West Africa, Kazakhstan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and so on, right? So look, they're already, you know, looking at huge markets. So they have the largest consolidated portfolio of digital asset regulatory licenses, permissions, and authorizations in the emerging market. So, you know, talking about UAE, virtual asset regulatory authority, broker dealer license, you know, Indonesia, Europe, Turkey, Malaysia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Bahrain. So look, they're fully regulated permissions to operate locally, multi-jurisdiction on and off-ramp infrastructure between local fiat and digital assets. This is just huge. Competitive moat, 18 to 24 months lead time exists before competition can equal their regulatory position. So they're in a really, really unique and powerful position at the moment, right? So licensed digital asset broker, dealer exchange, headquarters in Dubai, UAE. Again, just talking about all of that stuff here. We've got the fact they're going to be doing commodities. So that's like gold, silver, oil, shares and bonds, securities, real estate, art and collectibles, green energy certificates, sports and entertainment ticketing, educational credential verification, infrastructure investment, debt instruments, supply chain tracking. They're doing an awful lot. And I think we have to talk about this stuff. It's really, really important. So look, I've kind of given you a little bit of detail here, but you know, what they're going to enable people to do is own, you know, fractionalized investments, like I said, in like real estate, in gold mines and all this sort of wonderful stuff, right? But why is it really exciting and why am I excited about it? Well, traditionally, these investments require a ton of money and come with a ton of paperwork. iOwn makes it possible for anyone to invest, even if you have a small amount of money, by splitting the assets into tiny digital tokens. This opens the door for people who've never had access to these types of opportunities, especially in emerging markets. You know, they're solving real problems, and I think that's what we need to really focus on. The limited access is currently a problem, particularly in developing countries, lack of investment options and so on. Financial exclusion, traditional banking systems cannot, be tough. They can be tough to navigate. And this is like an alternative to having to go through that. There's inefficiencies, owning real estate or commodities can be a lot of hassle. The blockchain obviously streamlines that process. Regulatory uncertainty, confusing laws can slow down these types of things. And IO working on, getting all of those licenses, making it completely smooth for everybody to invest, right? We're talking about trillions of dollars worth of assets here, right? It's not like it's a small amount of, value. We're talking about trillions of dollars of assets, according to the likes of BlackRock. According to me, we're talking about quadrillion dollars worth of assets, right? We're talking real estate, gold mine. The market is massive, and ION is positioned to capture a slice of that pie, that monstrous-sized pie of trillions of dollars, hundreds of trillions of dollars, quadrillions of dollars. And this is what really does excite me about the potential here for all of the projects, not just ION, but all of the projects in the tokenized real world asset market sector. And really, really interesting stuff. I think that, it's something that people do need to look at, right? Not only that, I think that this project, from a regulatory point of view, leaps and bounds ahead of a lot of others, but they have a strong team as well. We're talking about, the ex-advisor for the UAE PMO, United Nations. You got Deloitte, FinTech UK, lots of experience. Goldman Sachs, ex-director of Coca-Cola. The list goes on, right? They've got a huge amount of, experience in the team as well. And, I've always said how important it is to have experience in a team. Like, this project for me is a huge opportunity. It's an opportunity that you don't see that often. I rarely do like public videos, like reviewing projects like I'm doing today, unless it's like a really big opportunity. And I think that is what we've got with real world tokenized assets on the blockchain as a sector. And that is why I am, really focused on getting these types of opportunities for our community. And that brings me on to talk about how you can participate and how you can be early and more early than most investors. We have the Secret Crypto Club. And if you're an NFT holder, you can participate in the pre-seed round for ION. We've also got a project sale for Twin, which is basically tokenizing gold, silver, precious metals, and more. The top alpha NFT has minted out already, but you can get a beta, you can get an Omega, and you can participate in the early sales rounds for these projects. I have gone above and beyond to try to make sure that we have the best possible opportunities to invest, alongside the big VCs. This is a huge opportunity to, build generational level wealth, in my opinion. But look, take everything that I said in this video with a pinch of salt. Everybody's got an opinion, doesn't make it right. And that goes for me as well as everybody else on this platform on YouTube. For me, you've got to go away, do your own research, see whether these things resonate with you. Do you see what I see? Do you think, and you can let me know in the comments below, do you think that we're going to have $1 trillion market for real world tokenizations on the blockchain? Do you think that's a $1 trillion market like BlackRock are saying? Or do you think that it's more likely to be a $1 quadrillion market like I'm saying? Or do you think that it's just not going to be anywhere near that size at all and we're all wrong? Let me know in the comments below. Go do the research on this project. You can find more information in our free Discord. Link is in the description of the video. I encourage everybody to join the free Discord. Ask our community about the Secret Crypto Club. The members in there will tell you everything that you need to know about it and how to join and all that wonderful stuff. I hope this video was useful. If it was, hit the like button. Definitely hit the notification bell and subscribe, because I've got some more information on my thoughts on the real world asset tokenization sector in blockchain. And you're not going to want to miss a lot of this stuff because there's huge opportunities. And that is what I'm really proud of when it comes to Cheeky Crypto, Chris Does Crypto. We're leveling the playing field for retail investors. Come join us have a more meaningful conversations with us in the Discord. I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.